Breezy 101, it's the breakfast show on your radio, and I tell you, I love having guests on, and I know our listeners do, so they can hear someone other than me talk for a change. And this morning we have a world champion on the radio with us, world champion Annabeth Hedgepeth. I'm been calling you the Kosciuszko Karate Kid. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Kosciuszko Karate Kid on the radio with us this morning. International Sport Karate Association world champion. So tell us about those world titles that you won. I guess it was a couple weekends ago, right?
Yes, sir. I won the 14 to 17 girls CMX Forms and Weapons world titles.
Okay, so for us that aren't, you know, karate kids, what does that mean? What do you do for that?
So we just have like a routine. And everyone goes out and does their routine, and pretty much they just compare to see who has the best.
Okay, so it's like a performance routine, but you might have, but obviously you have like weapons.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what kind of weapons do you use in this thing?
I won with the nunchucks.
Oh, wow.
And I compete against competitors that do like kamas, which are like little bladed sticks, and a bow staff, which is just like a long stick.
Yeah, okay, so the legit, like real ninja style karate weapons, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, 16 years old out here can throw down with nunchucks, so that's pretty cool. But this was in what, Orlando?
Orlando, Florida, yes, sir.
Disney World, right?
Disney.
Okay,
yes,
that's pretty cool. So, how long have you been doing karate or martial arts in general?
I've been doing karate for about 10 years. I started when I was 6, and I'm 16 now.
Okay, and I understand you're a black belt.
Yes, sir. I'm a second degree black belt.
Second degree black belt already.
Yes, sir.
At age 16. So how old were you when you got your first degree black belt?
I think I was about 12.
So 12. Yeah, a 12-year-old with a black belt. That's scary. Yeah, so you told me this is really cool, that your coach actually is in Los Angeles.
Yes, right? Sir. We do Skype lessons. She's in L.A. on set making movies and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Making movies.
Yes,
sir. So you
got
like a movie, professional movie martial artist is your teacher. No wonder you're winning world titles and everything. So what do you win? Do you win like the big like wrestling trophy belts, or what do you get?
We, like, last weekend, I won a sword in a tournament in Birmingham, but for the world titles, I got like big cups. So we can win really anything.
Okay, cups, swords, and medals, I guess, all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
And you're from right here in Kosciuszko.
Yes, sir.
You go to Kosciuszko High School. I'm going to say not many people mess with you at school.
No, sir, not really.
What's next for you? You got more tournaments coming up?
Yes, sir. I have a tournament in New Jersey at the end of August called AmeriKick Internationals. Okay. And that's part of the NASCAR circuit. So my next big goal is to win a NASCAR world title, which I'm currently in lead for 6 of them right now.
6 of them?
Yes, sir.
In the lead for 6 world titles?
Yes, sir.
So what titles is that?
Well, there's 3 different. CMX is creative, musical, and extreme. So there's creative, musical, and extreme forms, and creative, musical, and extreme weapons. So that's 6 different divisions.
Okay, got you. Yeah, I saw some video. I don't know if your mom took it or if it was from the broadcast or whatever. You're pretty intense.
Yes, sir.
When you're out there. So where does all that intensity come from?
You just, when all the bright lights are on you, you know, you just got to pull it together and put on a show for everybody.
Put on a show, and you definitely did. So what are some other places that you've been for tournaments? I mean, we got Florida. You said your coach is in California. You're going to Jersey. Where all have you been?
I've been to Georgia, Tennessee, really all over the South. Plus, like you said, I've competed in California, Chicago, all those kind of places, and hopefully headed to Canada at the beginning of next year, end of this year.
Canada, all right. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, the martial arts and karate, what made you want to get involved in it?
Well,
I mean, obviously you were like 6 years old, so you might not remember that far back, but.
I had kind of seen some of my friends doing it, and I thought it was really cool, but none of them really sticked with it as long as I did.
We're speaking with Annabeth Hedgepeth, the world title holder. From right here, we're calling her the Kosciuszko Karate Kid, whether y'all like it or not. That's just what I'm gonna do, because like I said, we like to do dad jokes here on the radio. And next one is coming up in August, and then you said in Canada towards the beginning of the year. Do you ever have just a weekend off?
Very rarely.
Yeah,
just between local tournaments and those, and if I do, it's training. So
okay, so if someone wants to kind of get into this style of martial arts, you know, where you're doing the performance and the weapons, what what kind of advice would you give them?
You know, you just have to stick with it. And if you really want it, you can accomplish anything. We just have to work for everything.
Annabeth, we appreciate you for being on. And I hope we didn't make you late for anything. we don't want to make you mad and you pull out your nunchucks in here and have to be like, I got to go. So thanks for being on. And hey, if you win those NASCA world titles, we'll have you back on. And who knows, we might even get a little demonstration if we can, if that's okay at some point.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.